What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show going down the road to Fort Valley from the ATL. Out SIAC's new head coach, Brandon Brick, we're on the Boss Man Show, the Wildcats of FVSU. What up, brother? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing well. Doing well. Appreciate you having me on. Yes, sir.
No doubt. Well, let me ask you, man, how's it feel, man? This whirlwind, you're leaving EW, coming over here to Fort Valley, man, and trying to get in immersed with your team and your university. How's it been so far, brother?
You said it right. Whirlwind, man. Everything going on. Trying to do a whole lot in a little bit of time, but to ready to get the school started, to get the guys on campus and everything. So been in a whirlwind, but you know I'm rolling though. I'm used to it. Ain't nothing I can't handle.
I hear that, man. And this is an opportunity to become a head coach, man. What that means to you, you put in your time, you put in your hours, man. Now you're rewarded being a head coach at the D2 level. Now get to lead some young men and impact them in the way that you want to. But how big is that for you, man, right now?
You say, how busy am I?
How big is it for you?
Oh, man, huge. Lifelong dream and goal of mine as I wrapped up playing. You know, as I knew I wanted to go straight into coaching as I did. But very, very excited, very humbled. And thankful that Dr. Jones, President Dr. Jones, and AD Johnson, you know, appointed me as their new head coach. But I'm excited, man. I'm ecstatic and holding it all in right now. But I was ready to get to it. It's what I love doing. So I'm gonna do it till I can't do it no more. So I love coaching, love the university. And I'm excited about the opportunity.
Now, for you, what about coaching pulled you in, man? I know for me, when I got done playing, I didn't want to go there. My dad's a coach. So I didn't want to go had the gray hair as my dad did. So I said, I'm going to be on the radio and talk about the game. But for you, what kind of tug did you want to get in this business, man?
Oh, I've always been wanting to give back to the community in some sort of way, give back to what some coaches and mentors had given me growing up. But first thing to start off, man, is my dad. My dad was a little league coach for years. Had guys eventually end up going to the NFL and play, you know, high major Division I and D2 and NAI and all type of levels. And then what he meant to the community, you know what I'm saying, and how guys talk to him now, speak back and speak about him, you know what I'm saying. Seems like it was very rewarding. And my big brother, who's about 6 years older than me, he's always coaching me and everybody in our neighborhood, you know, where we grew up in. So it was just like, it was kind of natural for real for me to go straight into coaching. And everything I've been, that's what I've been doing since, you know, since I graduated college. So yeah, that's what it's a kind of a family thing for real. So, you know,
no doubt. Like I said, you know what, Coach Britt, man, for me, even coaching the little league kids I coach, man, it's hard because I want to go so hard, but I can't because they ain't kids. Cause I try not to get too technical. You know, do I want something to pin down? Do I want to tell them this is a ice? You know, that's these 7, 8 year old kids. So I'm like, I have to not go too far because I'm like, I want to go in at the high level, whatever. These are kids, man.
Yeah, you gotta dial it back a bit, man. Gotta dial it back. It's funny you say that because, like, my first head coaching job, I coached, I was assistant high school girls coach at Iroquois High School in Louisville, Kentucky. And I had only 3 girls that had ever played basketball before. There was another 12 or so that never played basketball. So I had to rewire my brain to from the beginning, you know what I'm saying? It helped make me a stronger coach in the end and even up to this day. So I understand, I feel your. I don't want to say pain because, you know, I do love coaching, but I understand where the struggle come from, having to dial back, going from one to one pin downs into my ice ball screen and things like that. So I understand where you come from with that for sure,
You
but
know, man, like, yeah, so, but I enjoy it. It makes my father happy because I'm coaching, but he wants me to be on your level. Like, nah, it's too much going on that level. I like the stress of the radio show where I don't take losses home with me. It's like, whatever. When I interview a coach, I win that day. I don't lose, man. Let me ask you this, man. I know, being an assistant coach, you have aspirations. So talk about that piece, being an assistant coach, supporting your head coach while wanting to grow in your role as well and become a head coach and be loyal to your guy, but at the same time, prepare yourself for opportunity like that came for you to be here at Fort Valley now leading your own program.
It's in my DNA to be loyal, and not shortchange anything or anyone in any situation. So, Coach Wiley Brown, Hall of Fame coach at IU Southeast, where I played and I coached with him, and he used to teach me and his assistant coaches, you show up here and you grind here like you would for at the time I was Don Calipari, or you was like if you're working for Rick Pitino, give me the same energy, give me the same effort in the coaching, give me the same approach, you know what I'm saying, the mental approach to the game. The energy you put into it, your time, you know. So I had come from good pedigree, from having good head coaches that I worked for, coaching with Derek Anderson, learned a lot from him, his pedigree, playing in the NBA, playing for Rick Pitino, playing for Pat Riley at the Heat and winning the championship. He was a championship guy at University of Kentucky, and playing for Greg Popovich too, who's also one of the legendary NBA coaches. So and then Coach Huff from Earl Waters. And my goal always as assistant coach was to get the head coach of the year. That's always a goal of mine as an assistant coach, you know, because that would mean that I would be doing my job, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like that was very important to me. That's something that I always kind of hung my hat on, wanting to get the head coach of the year. So, you know, and that means the whole program was ran well, and all coaches know we are nothing without our assistant coaches, and of course without our players too as well. So that's something I always hung my hat on, man. Is try to be being loyal and just wait my turn, you know what I'm saying? So because what God's gonna have for me is gonna be for me. So. You know, that's the approach I took to it every day. So it always, you know what I'm saying? So it obviously paid off for me, me being a loyal guy and help guys build programs and things like that. So I'm very fortunate.
Let me ask you this for the people listening, young men listening to the interview out here who may be interested in coming into Fort Valley. What are you looking for in a young man, not so much on the court, but off the court? How are the pillars of your program? It's going to be the values of your program that you want a young man to be about. He's going to be a part of this Fort Valley Wildcats family here.
Man, I got a big belief in believing that better people make better players. So as long as I feel like you're a good person off the court, then you'll be able to take on anything on the court. Because basketball, at the end of the day, it is just a sport. Can it change your life? Absolutely. Can it provide you free education? Absolutely. But you know, I just kind of look for guys that are very, very high character, high academic guys that I don't have to babysit in the classroom. Obviously, there's going to be some guys who are going to have, you know, might have struggles here and there. That's human. That's life. You know what I'm saying? That was me in mathematics, growing up
Me too.
in high school. You know what I'm saying? I was always needing some help. You know what I'm saying? But you know, try to recruit guys that come in with that are high academic, high character guys. They're obviously talented enough to play at the level. But there's so many talented kids out here, man. It's just kind of what direction do you want to go with your program and how you want it to look. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, and then. First thing I look at, you know, outside, like I said, this is going to be just high character and high academic. So, you know, then like I said, the on-court stuff going to take care of itself.
And Coach Brea, talk about this in the summer period here where your guys are away from you, making sure they're doing the right things off the court for as prehab, rehab, for as rest and recovery, because you have a long season ahead of you. And you got to play 24 conference games.
tough slate there, brother. So talk about talking with you guys. You get, y'all give them Zoom calls or what have you. Kind of talk about that piece of being accountable to their off the court work before they come back to you in a few weeks here. You they're ready to go to get ready for this grind.
Man, just let them know, man, if you come in, if you're in shape, you're already going to be ahead of the game, going to be ahead of the curve. You know what I'm saying? So that's gonna be time that we don't have to allot to working towards getting in shape. It's going to take you, you know, a month or two to get all we in game shape going into the months of mid-October to early November. You're already in shape in the summertime, coming in ready, and you don't have to get ready. You know what I'm saying? So just real big on preparation. That's just me as a coach, as a person, just always trying to be prepared. And that's the one I'm definitely going to reach out to those guys and make sure they're doing it too as well. So, but always managing rest within that too. You know what I'm saying? Can't just work. You'll never give your body enough time to rebuild and strengthen up too as well. So, you know, just tell them stay in the gym, stay in a good rhythm, stay in a good basketball rhythm. But me, when I was a player, like I don't ever remember being out of shape. You know what I'm saying? Because I was a 2-3 sport athlete, so I did everything. So it was like I didn't ever really never thought about having to get in shape. But obviously, today these kids, they only play one sport for the most part. You know, it just is what it is. But you know, so I just kind of tell them just kind of stay in shape, man, and try to stay in the gym, stay in some kind of rhythm, so they ain't got to fight for when they get here or bend over back. Because I'm gonna know first week when they get here. As soon as we start getting active, okay, you ain't doing nothing this summer. You know what I'm saying? So you're behind, and it's on you. So you got to work, dig your way out this hole, because you can't just do what we do. You're gonna have to do more now, and then have to do more recovery too on your own too as well. So.
No doubt, man. Because hey, that first conditioning test will reveal the work. When you can't run them gasses, run them 22s and 11s, boy, you're gonna know.
It's gonna show up real quick.
The time clock don't lie, buddy. We know what you've been doing.
And it's like, I got a question. How serious do you take your craft?
Yes.
What do you say you want to do, man? So. You know what I'm saying? Being in shape, you know, the best ability is going to be the availability. So being in shape and being, you know, injury free because you're in shape is going to help you out. So,
no doubt. Let me ask you this, man. You know, you was in it. You in it still in there. The SIAC East basketball is a tough situation, brother. Talk about just the quality of coaching in basketball and you're going to compete against in that SIAC East every night, man. It's crazy.
SIAC is definitely loaded with good coaches, man. And I'm excited to be going toe-to-toe with those guys and those players. You know, not directly with the coaches, but, you know, just going toe-to-toe. And I'm still a learner of the game to myself, still a student of the game. So, and kind of watching them over the past couple of years, watching to see what they do with their programs and how they build, and then to see how they win and see how they run things. So I'm excited to go toe-to-toe with them guys, man. So I'm very appreciative to even be, you know, on the court with them. So I'm ready to get to it, man. But it's going to be a challenge, though, for sure.
No doubt. I mean, I guess, brother, like for you, man, like, as you sit here in this role here, so how much are you already kind of scouting your guys even more right now, kind of seeing what they do? So as you prepare your mind to make your practice plans, make your ideas for your game, plan scouts for these guys who you can play so much. So how are you kind of diving at right now in between all things you got going on with the university and people meet everybody?
Hey, man, I haven't dove into not one opponent, not yet. not this point in time. Look, I got to get guys enrolled. Look, roster, coaches, scheduling—it's all I've been locked in on right now. And I'll get to the X's and O's when the time comes. But right now, it hasn't been a point of you know, importance right now at this very moment. But definitely going to get to it. But like I said, we got some very good quality coaches on our side for sure. And I say SIC in general, though. You know what I'm saying? So I haven't really dove into it. But I got being in the league for 2 years. I do have an idea of how things are going to be ran. But, you know, obviously guys are going to continue to grow and then add nuances to their things they do. They're going to keep doing what they do well, and they're going to add new things too as well. So I'll probably be the guy that they'll be, you know, once they see my team play, they'll be like, okay, this is what Britt wants to do this. So, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? So they'll have to do more homework than me, you know what I'm saying? Because I've already done seen them, how they're running their programs, you know what I'm saying? But,
hey, and my pop said that self-scouting is always important on yourself. So you got to scout yourself always to know what you're doing. So you don't get a guy where people know what you're going to run when you're going to run it.
Absolutely.
No doubt, man. I got a couple more for you, brother, man. For you, how cool is it, you know, come in, got Cook Watson's new down there. You're new down there and all things that the athletic department is doing in Fort Valley. How cool is it to be a part of a resurgence of Fort Valley sports and as you all go into this new era, man?
Man, I'm very excited. We got a great group of coaches all throughout. You know what I'm saying? We got championship coaches in different parts of our our athletic department. Definitely excited to be around them. We have great people. We're going to do some great things here. Miss Daphne Johnson does an excellent job of putting a team of coaches together. Our director of athletics putting a team of coaches together is going to be going. We're going to win. We're going to enjoy doing it with each other. So I'm excited about it. Good camaraderie.
No doubt. I asked Coach Washington, he really been out here hearing about with the food that much, man. So for you, man, what food you been hitting up so far in Fort Valley and making in Water Robins area? What you been your go to, brother?
Man, I've been here all of 2 weeks, man. I've been at home eating turkey sandwiches, wraps, and eating fruit. I mean, I'm at the store. I ain't really got to get out and go out to eat and see what it has off, to be honest, man. So I'm not a big out to eat guy like that in general, but you know, I'm about to explore here in a little bit though. Once I get settled in, I done hit the ground running, man. Soon I unloaded the truck when I moved in and went straight to the office.
No, I hear you, man. Hey, bro, you got the job. When you got the job, you gotta do that, bro. I'm with you. Well, brother, look, I look forward to seeing you, man. Whether it be coming to Fort Valley, see you guys play Clark or Morehouse, I'll make sure I see you, man, and support you, brother. Anytime you come on the show, we'll talk about your program. You're welcome to be on the show, brother. Looking forward to building a relationship with you, man, and where I can help you and your program. I'm all ears to do it for you, brother.
For sure, my man. I appreciate it for sure. Excited to build a relationship with you, and I'll see you soon.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it, brother.
All right.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King, 50 King out at 105theking.com, and the Boss Man Show at BossManShow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.